This is Sophia Ferber, finance reporter at Estates Gazette. I'm at the Grand Hotel in Brighton for the second day of the IPD and IPF Conference 2012. I'm joined by Michael White. He's Professor of Real Estate Economics at Nottingham Trent University, and he has just carried out a big piece of research for IPF about the accuracy of property data, property forecasting. The real estate industry obviously loves data. Everything hinges on data and forecasting. But your research has raised some questions about the accuracy of the data. And I was wondering if you could just talk me through what you found.
Well, the research has really two components, a kind of very statistical component that's very similar to what standard researchers would use in practice, forecasters would use in practice. But in addition to that, it also looks at how the research teams within property companies actually use that data and their in-house view, and how that in-house view is used to inform their own view of what they think is going to happen within the marketplace. So the research really combines both that kind of quantitative statistical component and a qualitative market overlay process that the firms use in practice.
Now, one of the findings of your research is that that the forecasting teams of the big property companies tend to be a bit too optimistic in bad times and to be more conservative in their forecasting during good times. And I was wondering what the motivation for that behaviour was.
Yeah, I think that's a very good question. And I think that lots of forecasts have inaccuracy with them. If we look at some of the macroeconomic government forecasts of gross domestic product, they've been hugely optimistic since the recession in 2009. And today they're assuming that growth would be between 2.5% and 3%, where it's bumping along at zero. And one of the problems has really been debt in the market. Debt is the thing that's really restricting growth. In the macro economy, it's affecting households' expenditure because they're trying to repay debts and their asset values have fallen. And in terms of the real estate market, in terms of development specifically, there's a lack of debt to fund development. So that's tended to stop rents falling further relative to demand for space. Now that is a floor to, it gives a floor to people's forecasts of the worst case scenario. So that's less bad than what it would be otherwise. So there's this tendency to bias the forecast upwards as a consequence of that.
So debt is essentially warping property forecasts?
Debt has a very big impact, yes.
So how much should we trust property forecasts?
Well, that's a very good question. A lot of forecasts are inaccurate. And if you look back at the history of macro forecasts, quite often they're revised and continually revised. And it's only with hindsight that people look back and say, oh, well, we were too optimistic. I think the same is probably true with real estate. And that's mainly because the industry has a lack of information in general. Property markets are known for their inefficiency because of a lack of information. So that probably will mean that their forecasts are also biased.
Interesting. Thank you very much, and look forward to hearing your presentation later on.
Thank you.